Lord right there. Tell the Lord you want him. That's all you want. Tell him all you want is him right now. Forget about everything else right now. And let your focus be on Jesus here this morning. He's here. He's here. And he wants to become everything that you need at this time of your life. As you close your eyes here this day, the Lord is here, and I just want you to ask him from your heart. Be audible from your heart. And ask the Lord right now by faith of what you want to change in your life. Just ask him right there. Whatever it is, just give it over to him right now. If we're truthful, we all have something pending that we wish could be different, that we wish could change. Just give it to the Lord right now. Amen. Amen. You may have your seats here with no clapping here this beautiful day. Worship team, great job. You may have your seats as well. I want to welcome all of y'all here on this beautiful Sunday morning. Those viewing online, we want to welcome you as well. Beautiful presence of the Lord is here in his temple. It's very key and very important this morning, because without that, we're just having church with no change. Amen. It's real important that the Lord is here. How many sense the Lord here this morning? Amen. Once again, I speak for my wife and I. We thank you for acknowledging our, according to her, 24-year anniversary. I thought it was 23, amen. But praise the Lord, it was 24 years. But real grateful, real thankful. And I pray that each and every one of y'all be blessed here this day. I believe the Lord has a very simple but yet powerful word for you. Whether you ain't doing good at all, he's got a word for you. Whether you're doing más o menos, he's got a word for you. And even if you're doing great, you're having a top of the mountain experience right now with your walk with the Lord, he still has something even for you and all those viewing through online. Amen. Being that it's the last Sunday of the month, there's no streets today. Amen. Back in the days, we used to go, we got to get back in that, And we are. I'm real proud of the church, the leadership, and those that have been attending. Amen. We're really, really hitting the streets throughout the week now and everything. So we can only hope, you know, in great faith that the Lord is going to bring in the lost and the bound. Amen. Put the, please, the SOS. This is our, for the next few months, Operation SOS 200. And the SOS stands for the salvation of souls. Amen. But the title of this morning's message is Operation SOS 199. That's the title of the message here this day. As we go into the Word of God, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. We're having leadership meetings weekly, and pretty soon we're going to start every other week. And all we're focusing in and honing in on is the salvation of souls. Amen. That we that are already saved would grow in our salvation in the Lord to the point where we would be able to bring others unto the salvation of the Lord through the good news of the gospel of Jesus. Amen. So as we open up here with a real familiar portion of scripture in John chapter 10, verse 10, Amen. I once again, one of my in-laws are here. Amen. My good long friend Isidro and his beautiful wife Letty and his family are with us here this day. And I see a few new faces that have been invited to come to church. Amen. Just know that you're strategically here this morning. It's not by chance. It's not by chance. Amen. Strategically, you're here this day because the Lord don't only want to save you and bring direction to your life, but he wants to use your life to bring salvation and direction. Amen. So we're real excited here this day as we go into the gospel. Amen. The Bible reads in John 10:10, the thieves, which is the enemy, which is Satan himself, amen. The thief's purpose, speaking about two purposes here, is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose, this is the purpose of the Lord, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. I ask that you put me to the side here this day, Lord. And Holy Spirit, that you just take over in ministering to every man, every woman, every young adult that's present here within your temple, and all those viewing online, that you would miraculously, Lord Father God, speak to them, that they would respond here this day. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. I'm going to read that verse again. Amen. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So here we come to find out that the purpose of the thief, Satan himself, for your life and my life is to kill, steal, and destroy. And how many know he did a pretty good job before Christ stepped in to our lives? Amen. We can all agree that that first purpose was fulfilled by the work of the enemy within our lives and working through our lives. But then there's a second purpose, amen. A second purpose that comes from the Lord himself. Amen. And the purpose of the Lord is to give you and I a rich and satisfying life. The purpose of the enemy, amen, started off as great fun. We called it partying. We felt independent, not needing anybody's help. And if you were like me, when you started going the wrong way, it felt like the right way. It made you and I happy. So happy we would stay out all night. And if you were really like me, you would stay all out for four nights in a row. Because it was fun. It started off as fun. The work of the enemy will always start off as fun. But behind the scene, John 10:10, scripture tells us that the true purpose of the thief is to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you were like me, something like me, before you know it, we had so much fun. We were doing this and that and everything and all the above, all the way to a place where we woke up one day and found our lives in bondage, no longer feeling independent, all of a sudden needing help. And I believe if we are honest with ourselves here this day, I believe some would say, Pastor, I need help right now. I need help in my personal life. I need help with my children. I need help with my marriage. I need help in the ministry. And we find ourselves needing help.
But when Jesus' purpose starts within one's life, within your life, my life, those viewing online, and even though he says through his word that his purpose is to give us a rich and satisfying life, even though it's something great that we don't deserve, when the purpose of Jesus starts off in one's life, it's not like the purpose of the enemy that starts off fast and like fun. But when the purpose of the Lord starts in one's life, it might start off very slow, allowing you to have a bad time. No more partying. The party's over. And you find yourself needing help. I've seen so many men come into the rehab. They were partying it up. But then they come to the rehab. I've seen men, women, young adults come to church. And they come with this long testimony how they were used within the work of the enemy. But then they come to church, they come to the rehab, and they get all bummed out because the party's over. And it's time to change. It's time to learn how to live the purpose of Christ of a rich and satisfying life. You find yourself not just needing people help, but most importantly, Jesus' help. You find yourself broken, all messed up, looking up all the time now, and asking the Lord to help out your situation. But in John chapter 8, verse 44, I want to speak about truth and lies here this day. Because everything we do each and every day revolves around truth and lies, revolves around the purpose of the enemy and the purpose of the Lord. Everything we do each and every day revolves around lies and truth, revolves around two purposes, one that is of the thief and the other one that is of the Lord. And the Bible says in John 8:44, I'm going to read real fast in the beginning because it sounds kind of mean, amen? I'm just reading scripture. These ain't my words, amen? These are the words of the ones that has a rich and satisfying life for you. It says, "For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he is consistent." How many know a consistent liar? Amen. I mean, they're consistent. Goes on to say that it is consistent with his character. This is the part I really wanted to read. Amen. "For he is a liar and the father of lies." Simple scripture here this day. Who's the father of all lies? Satan is. Not some lies. Even if you make up the lie, the root of that lie is still Satan. So we come to find out that the enemy, Satan, the thief, is the father of all lies, and he is consistent when he lies to your life and when he lies to my life. He wakes up with us, amen, from the beginning of the day all the way to the end of the day to see if he can get someone to listen to his consistent lies and what he says about you and I. And the second one is found in John 14:6. And then the Bible reads, Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. You can paraphrase that. No one can receive salvation. Because salvation takes us to heaven. Amen? So the Bible comes to tell us that the Lord is not only the way, amen, the life, but he's also the truth. So the father of all lies is the enemy, and the father of truth is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Truth and lies both have the power to lead your life and my life. You would think that only the truth is able to lead, but the lies of the enemy can also lead one's life going the wrong way, as he did my life for many, many years, to ODing 15 times, going to prison twice. But it's been 25 years since the truth of the Lord has entered my life. And today I have a very rich and satisfying life because I'm fulfilling the purpose of the Father of what he had for my life. And today I have 25 years now without touching a drop of alcohol, a cigarette. As you've seen today, 24 years of marriage without even saying a cuss word in 25 years. Because the Father of truth is now within my life, and his purpose is being fulfilled that I thought at the beginning there was no way that would ever happen. But there's power in the truth. There is power in lies. And they both have the capability in leading your life, whether you're going the right way or the wrong way. There is power not only in the truth, but there is also power in the lies of the enemy. Truth and lies both have the power to lead. I put here, in other words, they both have followers. If the truth and the lies have power to lead, tells us that they both have the power to have followers. My question here this day is, who you've been following? Because determining truth or lies will determine who you follow. Will determine who you follow. I put here is, it's so important that you intentionally position your life in truth. It's very important that you and I intentionally, because nobody's going to do it for us. I can give you the instructions here this day. Your spouse can, your children can, mom and dad can. But you're going to have to intentionally position yourself in the truth to reap the benefits of the truth of a good life, a satisfying life, where you're satisfied. It's a decision I put here. It's a decision. I'm speaking the truth here this morning, mentioning the father of lies, but power right now as I speak is coming from the truth. It's a decision. But here there's so much power in the truth of Jesus. There's so much power when you intentionally position yourself in the areas of truth, where you'll allow to have truth in your life, to have truth around your life, from the people you hang out with. And there's many ways to position yourself in truth. As the last worship song was taking place, my in-laws are here now, so I have my house at 5 in the morning to myself. But now the in-laws are, they get up early, man. So they got in my stomping grounds with the Lord here this morning. I said, Houston, we have a problem. Marlene told them, Pastor, study, y'all be, make sure you be quiet. So all I heard for the first 2 minutes, I said, that's it. I got my Bible, I got my notebook, and I was off where the chickens were to my new office that I have there in the country. And the rooster would crow over and over and over. But that's a sweet noise to my ears, being that I'm a country boy. But as I was there in that room all by myself, there's a feeling when the presence of God falls upon your life, whether you're by yourself with Him or corporately as we are right now together, but that same presence, that same feeling that I had all by myself there in my office before coming to church was the same presence I had sitting in that chair right there. It was the same God that was at my office, was the same God that was there, me standing here in the church, that tells you and I that the presence of the Lord is here. He's not just with me. He's here with you right now. Once again, whether you're doing great, más o menos, or not too good at all. And the presence of God, the truth of God, has a way of getting in one's life, one's mind, one's heart, and bringing a total transformation to a man, a woman, a young adult to say, that's it, man. I'm going to make those changes. I'm tired of living the way I'm living right now. I want to be rich in the Lord. I want to have the riches and be satisfied in Jesus. I no longer want to feel the way I've been feeling because of the lies of the enemy. Remember, the lies of the enemy in the beginning of sin feels good. It's a party. But it ends up bondage. People get divorced, lose children. And no longer can we cope with what's taking place within our lives. And for the majority, not all, the beginning start of the Lord when He's speaking into a man's life, a woman's life, or a young adult's life, it usually starts off slow and hard because we're so used to doing things the wrong way. We're so used to being under the lies of the enemy. And we did it for so many years. But I'm here to testify here this day, church, and those viewing online, that there is power as I'm speaking right now to bring a man, woman, young adult to a place of making a decision. If your life is feeling all messed up right now, you could possibly be under the father of all lies. It's a decision. And there's so much power when you give your life to the Lord, to the Father of truth. Even if you're all messed up, He's able to cut right through the junk, the sin, to give you a rich, satisfying life. On my worst day, being attacked, I'm still the happiest camper in Milwaukee because I know the truth is within me. That says that I am rich and that I have a satisfying life because of the Christ within my life. But it got off to a slow start. And even though I was in obedience and I took off running, it still was a hard process to get from under the father of all lies to get with Jesus. It's a process. And too many give up the process too quick because you're looking for quick results. You're looking for a party. You're looking for to feel good in Jesus when our walk is one of faith. I'm going to share a little bit about my daughter. It was a law in the house that I couldn't speak about the kids or anything. But things have shifted now. Things have changed. in a good way. Amen. The women went to a women's conference there in California. And my daughter, Bianca, that was playing the keyboard, just at the real end made up her mind. I mean, like the last minute, made up her mind to go to the women's conference. The power of truth. And the best of VO, Victor Alvarez International speakers, evening speakers, were all there preaching fire. You know, hour-long messages, preaching fire with altar calls. The best of the best were preaching that week. But it was a 5 minutes of fire of truth from a 20-year-old that was more than enough to set my daughter free. It was more than enough to set my daughter free. She enjoyed all the preachers, all the women that gave the word. But God used a certain individual, a certain young girl, amen, of 20 years to set my daughter free. The Bible in John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What Bianca had tried to do in her own strength, in her own way of logic and thinking, and thinking it all out, the world, the Lord, the devil, the truth of the power of the gospel was able to cut through all that in under 5 minutes. I'm preaching an hour here today. There's no excuse for the truth cutting in to whatever's going on in your life right now to be able to set you free, to get under the Father of all truth, and to be rich with the satisfying salvation that Christ has for your life. Life does not have to continue as it's been in your life. It's a decision you got to make if you want the outcome of your life to change. I want you to show the picture of the girl, please. Her name is Giovanna Punt. Giovanna Punt. That picture's a million-dollar picture there. She's a PK. Bianca's one of her biggest excuses was, it's hard being a PK. God used the PK to reach a PK. In under 5 minutes, he used that girl that's from VO, Victor Outreach, Frankfurt, Germany. Our ministries all around the world. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. God had a Germany plan of action to save my daughter. He had a plan all the way from Frankfurt, Germany. The strategy and God being sovereign and knowing everything. He says, down the line, Bianca's going to be here, and then she's going to be here, and then she's going to be there, and then she's, ooh, she's going to be there. But and then she's going to be here, then she's going to be here. And then I'm going to have Giovanna all the way from Germany fly all the way to California. And I'm going to speak to the steering committee, women's steering committee, to have her name pulled to be one of the 5 minutes of fire. And it looked like an order of service. We have one here. But it was the plan of God. It was the plan of God, the plan of truth, the plan of purpose that the enemy on his best day cannot stop. Bianca couldn't even stop it. And it took under 5 minutes for her life to be set free from within, where she knew. She had to make an intentional decision to follow this person that was stirring her heart as that young, beautiful 20-year-old was speaking. Something was connecting, and she knew she had to make a decision within her life if she would want different outcome from her life. She came with a 5-minute word of truth that would set my daughter free forever. All the way from Germany. Now Bianca is going to get prayed out at the end of the service to all the way to Amsterdam. She's going to go all the way to Amsterdam. And kind of thinking a little bit the way God thinks, I go, there must be another PK that's using excuses how hard it is to be a PK that Bianca's got to get to, going all the way to Amsterdam now, creating a way for someone else's salvation, all the way from Victor Outreach, Milwaukee. Going all the way to Amsterdam. And she don't know it, but they're going to tear her apart playing the keyboard. She's going to be in the, that's what's going to, you play the keyboard, really? That's all? That's, they're going to say that. I put here, I had on prayer a Wednesday night, I put, it's hard to please man. It's easier to please God, people. It's hard to please man. The lies of the enemy, amen? I put here, it's harder to please man than to please God, the truth. I put here, too many trying to please man first than God. And that's the problem why many don't make it in the church. You're more caught up in pleasing man, what man thinks, the purpose of man at your job place thinks for your life. He wants production out of your life. Amen? To bring in finance, whatever's needed. In the years now, 25 years later, I really know it's easier to please God than to please some of you. But because in the beginning it was easier to speak to you, to please you, than to please God, because God, to me, was still a long, long, long way, far away from my life. So it was easier to please man, woman. But as I've grown in the Lord, oh, it's so much easier being alone in my office there in the country, listening to the rooster crow. I think of me being a country boy. I think of the rooster when Peter, the rooster crowed and Peter denied Christ. I says, Lord, keep that rooster crowing. Let that rooster keep my life humbled. That God is able to use a rooster, is able to use anybody's life here this day. But you got to intentionally want change in your life. You got to really want it. Bianca, that moment of the 5 minutes of fire, she not only got stirred, but she responded to the stirring, to the truth. Amen. And says, I'm going to the training center. That would be the last place you would find her, or the last words you would hear her saying, I ain't going to no training center. I ain't going to no training center. I ain't going to no training center. Not even Bianca could stop the Father of Truth from using that girl that she didn't know her name or nothing. But she was a truth carrier. And I believe that beautiful Giovanna Punt, I believe she went through a lot of stuff being a pay key, a PK and a KP, amen? I believe she went through a lot of stuff. I believe that day before she was going up there, the devil was lying to her and saying, you ain't got the 5 minutes of fire. You ain't got fire within your life. And I believe he was at work lying to her life. But out of obedience, out of being a truth carrier, she didn't have the title of a pastor. She didn't have the title of this or that. 20 years old, 21, no title. She went behind the pulpit and would preach the gospel, not knowing what God was about to do in truth and spirit and setting my daughter free. To answering the call of God. Right now I'm preaching. And God's been planning and orchestrating certain things for certain people that are here right now. Even though I ain't looking at you, it's like I'm talking about you. Some viewing online right now. God is stirring you as he stirred Bianca. He's stirring you right now. And he wants a response from your life to follow him, to follow truth, to be set free so he could use your life to set other people free. How many have family right now that need to be set free? And God is wanting to use your life and my life. He's using my life right now as I speak with the title. He used Giovanna that day at the conference to speak that 5 minutes of fire. Without a title, you don't need a title to be used of Christ in leading others to salvation. You don't need a title. You need the truth. SOS. Salvation of souls. You need the truth. You need to become a follower of the truth, a disciple of Christ. Because I believe there's some listening to me right now. What used to be fun is not fun no more. And you're dealing with the consequences right now of what started off as fun. Now you got a problem or problems. But Jesus is speaking right now. The truth is going forth right now, looking to who's going to intentionally respond. Respond. And start following the Father of truth. Too many trying to please man first, then God. I put, it doesn't work. That's why many fail in Christ. They're living a lie trying to serve the truth, trying to serve Jesus. And you find yourself here at church this day, and you find yourself coming to church, and week after week, you're still at the same place, you're still feeling troubled, and it's because you're following lies and trying to serve Christ. It don't work. The Bible speaks of two masters. You either follow one or the other, but you can't do both. And that's why it's a decision. It's a decision here this day that you must make if you want a better outcome from your life. John 10:10. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Question, whose purpose will you fulfill? Whose purpose will you fulfill? The one that comes with the consequences to steal, kill, and destroy? Or the one that comes with the consequences of a rich and satisfying life? It's so important to place yourself in and around the truth. Because if you place yourself in and around the lies, the enemy is at work right now in your life. And I pray right now as I speak under the anointing of the Lord that some of you are getting convicted to change your lifestyle. You're convicted right now. It's so important to plead, to place yourself in and around the truth, to be in prayer, in word, to make the conferences. If Bianca wouldn't have gone, it wouldn't have took place. See, there was a stirring before the stirring. There was the last minute stirring within her, I'm going to go. That set up the stage for Giovanna Punt to be used of God in sending someone to heaven, putting someone into position to do likewise. Bianca don't know it, and she knows it now because she got good talk in the Lord. She says, there's a lot of people hurting down, I'm going to help them. But right before that, she needed all the help in the world. How the Lord's able because of the power of the truth and what it's able to do in setting one free. Operation SOS 200. But the title of the message was Operation SOS 199. My daughter's salvation. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Don't please that man. Don't please that woman to look strong. It's okay being weak as you allow your life to please God. He's okay when you come weak. He's okay when you come full of sin. Because the power that came off the cross is greater than anything you've ever done. It's already been forgiven. The stage has been set for your salvation. Who's next? Who's next? As we stand this beautiful day, if I can just... Well, Bianca's the keyboard player. Praise the Lord. Where's Jay at? Playing the keyboard softly, please. You might be saying, Pastor, that message was real. It was so real. It was so full of truth. It was for me. It's funny how we can do everything in our power to dodge the truth, to operate in the lies. I'm going to open up the altars right now. Love, why don't you come and sing, love? Come and sing a song. And if you got to change the song, the keyboard, it's okay. It's okay. I believe the Lord has spoken here this day. And He's challenging some people to respond, to allow the truth to once again set in, to lead and guide your life. The altars are open. The altars are open right now. Right now, He's calling right now.
I have heard the Master calling.
He has used His word of truth to set you free right now, but you need to make a decision.
I will follow you, no matter what the cost. I will answer the call.
Truth is desiring to lead you right now. Desiring to lead you right now.
No matter what the call.
Not just unto salvation, not just unto heaven, but to live a rich, satisfying life and fulfilling the purpose of what Jesus desires for you.